A person is dead after a Saturday shooting inside a Dollar General in Mount Vernon. The shooting happened on Coshocton Avenue around 4:15 p.m. 36-year-old Patrick Yoder is charged with aggravated murder and is currently being held in the Knox County Jail without bond. The name of the victim has not been released. With all the changes happening in Western Licking County so quickly, leaders in Alexandria say it's been an incredible year. Officials say their infrastructure and organization have been improved thanks to strategic investments of time and resources. Officials say they want to continue to provide efficient services while planning for future development. Etna Township's on the hunt for another interim administrator instead of picking someone from last year's candidate search. Officials say the person will work about 90 to 120 days and make $14,000 a month. Trustees are teaming up with Management Advisory Group in the search. Officials want to quickly fill the position after two administrators have left in the past 14 months. I'm Eric Brown reporting. Kroger has announced the completion of the $80 million expansion of Tamarack Farms Dairy in Newark, which is the largest fluid dairy producer in Ohio. This allows Kroger to bring customers fresher, locally sourced dairy products. The new 40,000 square foot expansion marks a new future for Tamarack Farms Dairy, who's helped with manufacturing Kroger products for 45 years. The Fairfield County Sheriff's Office and the State Fire Marshal's Office are investigating a tragic house fire that took the lives of two people Saturday morning. First responders rushed to a mobile home on Columbus-Lancaster Road and found Juanita and Michael Schaefer inside. They were rushed to a nearby hospital but were pronounced dead later. Officials do not suspect foul play. The Mount Vernon City Council Committee will begin at 6:10 tonight with a discussion on supporting Issue 2, the State Capital Improvement Project. Council then will hear updates on the Memorial Building easement, supervisory professional pay grades, and reappropriations. The legislative session begins at 7:30 p.m. I'm Eric Brown reporting.